Perfect, perfect. All right, everybody that's tuning in for the first time, this, I'm going to give you a snippet. I'm going to give you a short portion of our accountability meeting. Let me see, make sure we got everything here. Make sure we got the audio over there. I'm going to give people just a short snippet of the accountability meeting. All my people on TikTok, all my people on Instagram, I'm going to give you a minute. Let me go ahead and let a few people log in, let a few more people pop up. While we do that, because I want to make sure everybody can hear me. And we'll give people a little time to come in while we kind of warm things up. Looking at the screen, just giving people time to join. And just kind of just talking about what we do. Every Wednesday, we get all our members on. We kind of talk about the issues and problems that they have. We talk about just some of the things they go through so that you'll have the ability for us to kind of put it in front of the audience. So every Wednesday, we do the accountability meetings. Every Wednesday, all of our gold members jump on. We talk about things that worked for us this week, things that didn't work for us this week, why we need to share these things and grow off of them, and why it's so important. So without further ado, let's jump on here and let's talk to our gold members that we got on this thing. What's going on, everybody? Let me get my screen off here.
What's up, Ty?
What's going on? What's going on? We got
so far so good.
All right, let's talk about a few things. I know for sure. We talked with Anthony a little bit, and he was telling us about some things he was going through this week as being a brand new gold member. So I want to start there. What's going on? Tell us about it.
Yeah. So I've been listening to the podcast for quite a while, and then I feel like I want to learn more about trying to discern my niche, and I've just a couple of days ago I decided to finally kind of like started to dive into module one. I think about like a quarter of the way through. It was a lot bigger than I was anticipating.
Okay, how do you, and I want to ask your opinion, how do you feel about it so far?
It is, oops, sorry, I dropped my phone. It is definitely like very informative and very like kind of straight to the point. I'll see like the videos and it'll be like, oh, well, first it's like, oh, only like a couple minutes, and you think like, is there going to be enough information? But you definitely like cover like a good amount of points, and I do like how like aside from other courses, like you go straight from square one and like build your way up from there. And I like that. I feel like that's something like I definitely needed in a course, instead of just like kind of saying like, hey, just create this video and I promise you people will come crawling back. And it's just like, that's,
yeah. I felt like I got so many friends, and really just working with guys here, so many people that are just in different places as far as how they got into the industry. The one thing I wanted to cover in the first part is just personal life, right? I feel like courses just start thinking your personal life is great and walk you through it. And it's like, yo, you gotta get the personal life side, get that foundation together before you go from there. So let's talk about, I know you were saying, you're at the portion where you're trying to decide the niche, and I know you say you have some questions about it. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So like, I've been thinking about, getting into like, creating training videos for home builders, whether that be, like framing walls, hanging up drywall, or like, how to like build a roof. And I think like one thing that kind of attracted me to that is because I've worked for Lowe's for about like 5+ years, working in lumber in the pro desk. And that's a clientele that I'm more familiar with. And that I'm a little, was a little bit part of that world. So I think that might be like, you know, a clientele that might be easier to connect with instead of like, you know, a dentist, which seems, which, you know, although my pay be a good clientele, like, I don't know the first thing about
dentist. And I think you're picking a good niche because you want it to be based off of things that you can talk about, right? Like, you want to be the subject matter expert. It's difficult. You know, people say, I want to shoot this video, I want to shoot that video. Yeah, but can you walk in a room and talk to somebody in that industry as if you're in that industry? Like, that's your number one selling feature when it comes to being a content creator, whether it's a photographer or a videographer, because the number one complaint I was getting from clients was, the photographer or videographer don't know about my industry. He don't know the difference between this and that. I talked to a guy in the automotive field who was saying, like, yo, the people we're talking to don't know the difference between a turbo and a supercharger. How can you create content for me? How can you market my brand when you don't understand it? So the number one feature or number one thing your brand should offer as the subject matter expert is expertise. So I like that. What area are you located in? Like, what city or state? It cut out a little bit.
Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right up the street. Okay, yeah, it's tons of home builders out there.
It's and you think, like, while reaching out to beta clients, do you think saying that I worked at Lowe's, do you think that'd be useful information? Or
I think so. Yeah, you have, because you definitely, I would present it as, I have a background in that industry. You know what I mean? Like, I have a background in that industry. I am here to help whoever, whether they want to do customer facing training, because there may be training on, you know, we're a home builder, we install a certain amount of a security system, because they usually have vendors that they go through. They use the same security system in all of their houses. And I know because I've worked for one of them. I work for, well, I'll tell you guys later what the name of the company, but we created training for their security system. And this security system was used by this home builder. So I had to do, it was, I was hired by the security system to create a video where we can just add the logo of the home builder later. And we would create client facing training content, how to work the security system, things like that. And we would just allow the home builder to put their stamp on it. We would just drop in their logo, blank white screen in the beginning, pop a logo up, fade into the rest of the video. So yeah, definitely. I think that home builders who, you know, who do a lot of homes, do a high volume, a neighborhood at a time, would definitely benefit from having training content. And just think of the upsell for the home builder. Hey, when you buy a house from us, you're going to see us more than once. We're going to create content to help you understand all of the high-tech features or new features you're getting. Like, I'm going to give you an example of something that blew me away. That I'm being new to Texas, I never knew about watering your foundation or how important it is. I'm from Michigan. We don't water. I've never heard of that before until I started working with home builders. And I think it's something that new homeowners or people who are purchasing new homes need to know about. I mean, so that's, if I'm a home builder, I want that video. Plus, also, I've seen home builders use that content on YouTube to drive people to them as a marketing tactic. You know, here's 10 things you didn't know about creating or buying a new home. You got to water the foundation for the first 2 years. Well, here's how. When you buy a house from such and such, we make sure, you know, your home is great. We make sure everything is fine even after the purchase. So, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can go with that. I think that is a great niche. It's just, I would definitely get with a beta client and let them determine what's most important. Training internally, teaching their employees, recruiting videos is an option. And then you have external training.
Right, right. And it, especially if it's internal, I thought a good way to upsell is to offer them in both, especially since I'm in Houston, to offer the training videos in like both English and Spanish for anyone who.
Absolutely. I would, without a doubt, I would, that is a day one, you know, thing that we would present is the ability to offer in multiple languages. I mean, because, yeah, yes, that is a, yes, that'll, and it's something that you can either translate with AI, you can translate with voiceover from Fiverr. If you speak Spanish, you can do it. If you know someone that speaks Spanish, hey man, here's a couple dollars, read the script. You know, I prefer to have a relationship with somebody who speaks Spanish so they can say, I know it says that, but we wouldn't say it like that. We would say it like that, like this. Or, you know, it's, you know, we're speaking from a male's point of view and not a female point of view. So the dialect is a little different, but I definitely think you have a lot of room for upsells in that industry. And you have a client that's making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a pop per house. And if we can do things to help you got two ways this is valuable to them. One is you're helping them sell houses. Two is you're preventing them from having to go back out to service things for warranty issues. Three, the people that's working there understands how to do whatever the home builder want done to the level they want it. And we're not even getting into recruiting videos. Like, it's so many videos that you can offer and images for that type of client. So I definitely think that you're on something. The biggest thing, and as you get to the beta client portion later in the module, is getting a beta client to help you understand what's more valuable for them. So we're not solving $2 problems. We're solving, you know, $20,000 problems. And look, your $2 problems can be upsells, add-ons, or value adders. Hey, you know, we shoot this video for you. We'll come out and we'll grab some stills while we're there for your social media. Like, cool. Like, there's more stuff to add value. So I definitely think you're onto something.
But yeah, it's good to hear. I wasn't sure, like, you know, I know there's such things as bad niches. So I'm like, you know, is this one of those? Am I deep enough?
But I think your beta client is going to tell you more than anybody, because it may be a great idea. It may be something we love to do, or we think that this will be dope. And we get with a beta client, and a beta client is like, you know what? It's hard for me to spend money on this because this is not an issue that's punching me in the throat every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, this doesn't make my life uncomfortable. It's not a problem I have. It's a nice to have, but it's not a problem. So let's discover what are those problems. And then, because you may get there and it may be something completely different than you think. It may be a video to help realtors explain the dimensions of the garage. Like, it may be something that's so different that we can't see from our position, that a home builder, that's your beta client, may say, this is what I need. And then you focus on that, and you realize you test it with beta clients and realize multiple beta clients have that problem. Okay, I got something. This is a problem. Cause another thing too, and I'm not gonna get too deep in it, cause we live and we're gonna say this for the after hours, but when you discover that problem, right? Let's say I know you have a problem selling homes with three garages. Let's say hypothetically, that's the problem. It's a very light, low weight problem, but we're gonna use it for an example, right? Now I can create marketing material to people who have that issue. Now I can run ads to people who have that issue. Only my target audience will have that issue. Nobody else. No kids bored on the internet clicking. If I create a free giveaway that I put $100 into creating an ebook on how video can solve this problem, and I get you to click on a link to join my mailing list because you have that problem, I now have a bucket full of warm leads who have the problem I am the specialist at solving. So it simplifies every part of the business. Now, you just think about just that little portion there we're talking about compared to the guy who's saying, I'm a videographer, I want to shoot video. And he has no idea. He's blasting the internet with him holding a camera talking about how passionate he is. You're marketing to those who have a problem you have a track record of solving. that need your help and they're willing to spend the money. So that alone put you ahead of your competition. Who's scratching their head saying, how do I get clients? So, you know, those are things, that's the importance of a niche and understanding how valuable it is as a content creator. The marketing side, the building your business side, the free giveaway to grow your email list. Like, all of that is very important. Very, very important. So these are the things that, you know, I want people to think about as they build their business. Because a lot of times your client, the client that's going to spend the big dollars with you, they're not saying, I need video. They're not saying, I need photography. They're saying, I have a problem. How can I solve it? We're saying we can solve this problem using video. You know what I'm saying? So that's the, and you want to catch them earlier in that buying stage because none of your competition is there. Who else say they solve this problem but me? Those other guys just shoot video and take pictures. We solve problems. So having that niche is everything. And like I said, just on marketing, like now we can, you know, we can market to people who have this problem. I've just cut your marketing budget by 1/16th of what it could be to get a client. Now we know what conferences to attend to meet people who have these problems. Now we know what people who have these problems, what newspapers they read, what magazines they read, what clubs they belong to. All of those are marketing areas. Every home builder, they go to conferences to learn about new stuff. I went to a conference talking about, it was about, what is the name of the rooms that you get with the screen, like a screen, windows on all. It was an outdoor room. I forgot the correct term for them. All they did was build these rooms for people who want these outdoor porches. And this conference was about the material that they use. Some people got automatic shutters. Some people got the ones you open up, but it was a whole conference. 500 companies went to this conference. If this was my niche, it was a gold mine. And we were there doing video and photo for the company that sold the products that held the conference. And they were like, go after whoever you want, bruh. Get whatever client you want. So that's definitely, you know, I think that's a great idea. But you know, you will definitely know once the beta clients give you a thumbs up on it. Yeah, I like that.
Hey, Ty, I also want to point out something to you, especially since this is out there with everybody watching. Anthony just picked up a whole crew of people that he doesn't even know about by being in this, because guess what? Everybody who does work with me, I've already done background checks on them. And we are all in the west of Houston area. So Anthony, all you got to do is just get on to contacts with me. What we'll start here in the chat. And then you have a whole crew. You got video people, you got hands, you got, heck, I even got some makeup people now. Everything. You just walked in and you didn't even know it. All you had to do is just join this group. Figure how easy it is sometimes.
That's good to hear. I was like thinking, like, who am I going to even add to my crew? I mean, I have a couple friends that like to shoot, photograph weddings like part time. I mean, I guess they're like the closest that I can get. But who's speaking? I'm sorry, I just heard
that's Creighton.
Creighton Hollub. Yeah, I don't have my camera on right now.
No, you're good. Well, thank you, Craig. I'll definitely keep that in mind. It's good to know that, you know, you know, that I have, you know, help around.
Let me ask another question. How many of y'all have worked with home builders or in that industry? Everybody here that's worked with home builders, just chime in and say, hey, or put your hand up. Yeah.
I say, hey.
So you have experience from people who have been working with that clientele for the longest, who can say, hey, this is where they meet. This is a good idea. So you have a lot of people who can help with that niche. So you
want to add?
Go for it. No, go for it.
Oh, a couple things real quick. First of all, one, Anthony, I'm glad you're here. This is the best decision I made for my career and my business, was to be a part of this group right here. And to get some context, I always say it, but before coming to Flashroom Academy, the most I could ever charge for a project, I think, was maybe $800. I think it's the most I ever did. And then fast forward to today, I think my single project was probably like in the mid $40,000 project. And that was probably within, like, when I started being here to when I did that was probably about like a year and a half or 2 years. So, but that being said, by being here, by being consistent and be part of this group and taking things seriously and really going for it, I can guarantee you're going to find success. I did everything, all kinds of video. And it wasn't until I found the niche and I doubled down that things really made sense for me. And one way that I found that for me was to try a couple things. So my first year of business was trying things here and there. And then I found out that my niche for me is corporate events. I'm based down in South Florida. Everyone comes down here to have their corporate events. And that's been a lot of success for me to do that. I was a couple weeks ago on a cruise ship filming, and ships sail out of Fort Lauderdale, about 20 minutes away. And that's also great. So to give some context, totally doable, and knowing your niche is super important. Those definitely, those larger numbers came from knowing my niche and helped me a ton. And then that being said, actually, I had about 6 years of video production experience for one of the country's largest home builders. So when I hear home builder, for me, I'm thinking large home builder. Maybe you're thinking a smaller operation, right? Maybe someone who builds a few homes a year, maybe 10 homes a year. I work for a company that was building 70,000 homes a year. So when it comes to, and I did pure video production, really communications, marketing, messaging, all kinds of stuff. So knowing your niche, even saying home building is too broad. It may need to be more specific, right? I'm looking at luxury home builders or, you know, private home builders, or are we looking for large corporate home builders? And I'll give you a quick tip. If you're looking at, on the large home builder side of things, as a matter of fact, most of them, the big folks don't even own a hammer. And that's something you may or may not know. So whenever they're building homes, it's not their people that are building homes. It's subcontractors that are doing it. So the communication or the videos they may want to offer to a company like this may not be, hey, how do you hang drywall or something? It may be more like, okay, we're going to create a message that is targeting a sales office of 50 people. Or no, this is a video that's going to be about a story of 50 people that's going to talk to 10,000 people. So knowing those kind of nuances are really going to make a difference for your niche. And being as specific as possible is harder in the beginning, and it feels impossible. And I even have not mastered that by any means. But in the long run, will make your job a lot easier. And you'll just be like, you'll be like a blade. You'll cut through everything. You know exactly what you want. And when you talk to somebody, you know exactly what to say. And that's to me, has been one of the most important things about this journey, is when someone talks to you and asks for your opinion and say, hey, we're coming to you for help, you can answer the question confidently and you know all the answers. And when you hear, and Ty says this, and whenever you hear them say, oh, I didn't think about that. When you hear them say that, that's the magic word, because that means that you know more than they do about something. And you're just like one step closer to getting the deal solved and on your side.
I really appreciate the advice. Yeah, I'll definitely take all that into. I didn't even think about like when I thought home builders, I just thought about like the customers I would get walking in Lowe's, like that. That was usually like my idea. So, but to know like, oh wait, there's like a whole world out there of like really specific kinds of home builders. Like I didn't even think about that. So I need it. So you're right. I thought I mastered the niche, but I guess I need to.
We can always go deeper. We can always go deeper, and that's what we're here to do, is to help you get to it. I like that. I know, Carlos, you had your hand up, but when you did your hand again, it went down.
It was about that.
Okay.
I just wanted to talk about that.
All right.
And again, Anthony, glad to have you here. Again, be a part of this group, stick with it, be consistent. And I'm telling you, it's definitely possible. Because if I could do it, anybody could do it.
Yeah, Anthony, you'll learn a lot. That was really good, Carlos, too. I just wanted to say, to chime in on that. I don't know how to freaking put my hand up on Zoom. I just try to put a hand emoji. I'm sorry, guys. It's embarrassing. I'm just like, see, the fun thing, Anthony, is you can say embarrassing things on here. No one's going to give a shoot.
That's, we say shoot while we are live. So, I feel you.
And, you know, yeah, just a second. Like, I do, I'm starting to tap into commercial real estate property too. So, you know, maybe we'll buddy system the newbie, but my newbie game on that. But I do, there's so many different aspects. Like one of my clients is a luxury hospitality real estate company, yet we just do events for them. So what you'll realize is niching down is so important, and it's going to be the hardest thing you do, and you'll do it your whole business. You'll just start taking things away, and you'll start, you know, refining and rebuilding. And then when you grow bigger, it's another process, but just like, that's just how it, you know, you just, you get to the finish line by really defining that and offering few things, but well, right. Don't be the jack of nothing. Don't be the jack of all trades. Cause it's going to drive you insane from how you speak about it, how you talk about it, how you sound like an expert with it. So just try to, again, find something and just hold on to it. And, you know, as you stay in this group, you'll really, you'll begin to figure out what you like, what you don't like, and it'll come together for you. But you do have good resources here.
You may hear from right. other people's experience, like, yo, I tried this and this is what I ran into. You'd be surprised how many people.
In our like offline chat, I can tell you a lot about working with the Fortune 500, Fortune 50, Fortune 10, everything that.
Oh, it goes higher than 500?
Yeah.
It does.
Just wait, my friend, Mr. Anthony.
This fucking guy goes higher than 500. I can't.
Stick to the group, man. We got some good stuff for you.
Stick to the group.
You'll see. Hey, you'll see when we get off, when we stop streaming, you definitely gonna see. This is your first one, so you gonna see. You'll see. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Let me run through a few hands so we can, because I don't want to be online forever. We giving them a taste, but we gonna go to the private side. So let me run through a few hands. I know Luis had his hand up. Let me go get to him, and then you'll see. We'll see. Go for it, bro.
Hey, man, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
Perfect. So I've been a Gold member since you had a Circle, the committee Circle. So yeah. I've been here a while. Just I'm the one that I stayed behind the scenes watching you guys discussing, eating popcorn. I'm not really much of speaking, but this time I want to speak because you asked about the successes. So mine is not really a success. It's mostly a failure because I spent almost a year going at a wrong niche, a completely wrong niche. And the thing is that when I selected the niche, I selected a niche that I like, but it was a niche that I didn't understand at all. I didn't understand the clients. I didn't understand the business that I was working towards. And I interviewed at clients. I went to have meetings with the niche people and still couldn't get it to work. And the reason was that I didn't understand that niche. And that was so, so important to learn. But during that beta testing, doing the many interviews with the many of the people that I interview, I learned, okay, so this is what I need to do now. So now I basically making everything again with a new niche that I definitely understand, that I have worked before. So that's very important. So basically now I'm recreating the logos, recreating a website, recreating everything, changing the marketing, changing everything, basically starting from zero.
I love
it. It was a learning experience. It was a very...
I was going to say, I love the shirt, by the way.
Yeah, this is I need to change it. New logo.
But see, but that's the importance of learning it.
One thing that you're mentioning, I think it's in module one, that when you make a business name, it has to be like very simple. So when the person sees it, they know exactly what you do. I didn't have that. So now I have something I'm not particularly fond with the new name, but it will tell you exactly what I do just by reading it. Right. And I'm working with a graphic designer, which is helping me create a good logo this time. So, you know, it's a lot of process. You keep learning. And I have all three models. So I learn, and I'm a Gold Plus member. So it's a learning experience. So
can you imagine doing this without that information? Like, can you imagine like just trying to figure it out and you don't know why it's not working for you? Like, just the beta stage alone, just knowing how to get that information. Like, you just out here marketing and you dumping money into a business and it's just not working and you don't know why.
Yeah, I can go more into the after hours so we can tell more details about it. So
I got you. Yeah, we're gonna definitely get into it.
I wanted to say, Ty, real quick, that what kind of Lisa was saying, to give some context, I said a story before, but during the early days of the pandemic, I think I called over 200 restaurants to get some business, right? I called, and there's a mistake. That's the bit of a tidbit. I've made a phone call for 200 restaurants. Can you guess how much business I closed?
I'm curious to know.
Absolutely zero.
Wow.
Zero. And that was before joining this. And so just reiterating it, how important it is. And since I've started this and I watched all the modules 1, 2, and 3, man, I was just like facepalming. Like, I can't believe I did the stupidest thing. And it just teaches you so much. I never went to business school, went to art school. And that's a part that we're missing. And thanks to you and this group, I've learned so much and still got more to go. But definitely the right way.
It's amazing how much you don't know you don't know. That's the biggest thing. Like, you think that you are close and you learn about it and you realize, like, man, it's a lot to this. A lot of people tell me it's a lot to this business stuff, man. It's a lot. Like, that's what I get the most of. Like, it's a lot I never thought about, but when you learn it, it makes common sense. It becomes muscle memory. But a lot of people realize there's just layers to this thing. Like, it's not a lemonade stand on the corner. Like, it's not that easy, especially in today's age. But there are tools that help you get to where you want to go. And once you learn it, it makes sense. You can go, like, you see stuff at Walmart that you never thought about before you started to learn business. You never thought about why stuff is up front. You never thought about what they market. You never thought about what's at eye level with you as a man at the average height of 5'9" in America compared to what's at the average height of a woman, which is 5'7", 5'6", compared to what's at the average height of a child in America or what age range. Like, you just never thought it was so much that they put into end caps and things like that. And you start to learn business. You start to realize, like, dang, it's a lot. Victor, you up next, bro. You muted.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot. But anyway, so this is one item. Man, just before we got on here, for some reason I was on Facebook and I got this notification that one of my friends, you know, her business page changed the name. And I was like, you know, I haven't heard from her in a long time. I wonder if she's still doing her work. Ended up, so she's actually a corporate event planner. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, we hadn't talked in so long, just kind of forgot about her, but I was reminded. And it just, that told me to go ahead and reach out to her just to let her know what I'm covering now. So I'm doing more event coverage, live event coverage, podcasts, and just sparked up conversation. We ended up talking for about an hour, just possibilities of what we can do, what we can cover. Shoot and try and get things moving. Granted, like she normally coordinates like 20 events, over 20 events a year, and she scaled back a little bit, but she's getting back on. I'm like, oh, okay. So I reached out, and she actually was looking at quotes for getting a two camera setup for an event that's coming up in May. I'm like, we can definitely cover that. We can do that. just on the whim. So just remember your friends, remember family members, people that you can at least talk with, because you never know what they're up to, what they're doing, and how you might be hired for that. So I just want to throw that out there, just because that's a positive, and we might be might have an opportunity at another gig coming up in May. So I'll definitely take that, because that's, you know, even on the low end, that could be, you know, multi-grand, you know, for two cameras.
I think that's dope, man. You know how I feel about working with family. You make sure you get that contract.
Oh, yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
You know how I am. I make sure I get that contract. I love you, but I need you to sign right here. I need you to go ahead and sign here. Oh. Thumbprint, take the picture.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, it was just funny how it ended up. And it ended up right along the way, you know, with me sending out proposals and getting that one signed for coming up next week. I have two events coming up next week, and it was just things are kind of flowing properly. And I'm still looking for beta clients and other things. So, hey, just working it out right now.
When I do business with family members, it's like, it's like cashing a check at a liquor store. I need a picture of you. I need a thumbprint. I need you to sign here. Anybody ever been in the hood and cashed a check in a liquor store where they get everything? They want you to hold the check, taking a picture, and just, you know, it's rough. Anyway, I'm telling them myself. You know, back in the D, they get you, boy. But yeah. That's a win. You know, again, developing those relationships, just knowing that she's in that industry, you get to learn about where other corporate event planners go to get information. Where do they market? Where do they, you know, where do they do things? So, yeah, Travis say, family and friend, always contract, proposal, deposit, non-refundable retainer. Establishing expectations, deliverables, and payment schedules. Yes, whenever you work with family. I mean, we should all be doing that with everybody, but we should definitely be doing it. And there's one part of that, Travis, that you hit on, is establishing expectations and deliverables. It's extremely important with family and friends because they will beat you up about it. So that's important.
But at least with her, we met in a whole business environment in the first place. So, you know, this is when I had a desk at a co-op space, and she was working alongside another of the co-op members who had an actual larger office in there. She was working alongside and then created, separated from that and created her own event coordination company. And she's been doing that full time since 2018. So she's doing quite well on that. And she's looking to ramp it back up because she's this first quarter has been slow for her. So I'm like, hey, anytime I can fit in, I'll do that. And granted, even though I would love to have like cover all her events, she does a lot of traveling for her events. So I may be reaching out to whoever, if I can't do it, I may reach out to people that are in like some of your big conference hubs, like Houston, like Atlanta, Chicago, New York, DMV, yep. All these areas. Traveling may not be in the budget, but I can hire people that I trust that can do it.
So gold members, y'all hear that. Y'all might want to get cool with Victor if you do corporate event photography, because he got something for you. He got the plug, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's and granted, this is it would be corporate photography and videography, live stuff like that. So all these live productions, it's opportunities out there, and I just kind of stumbled upon it today.
That's a win. That's a win. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
We do photography and executive headshots and corporate headshots too for our thing.
Man, for some reason, I'm getting a big demand for headshots at events. We used to do one or two, but I'm getting more and more clients wanting to do, which it makes sense. Everybody's dressed up, everybody's there. So I call it the trifecta, where we're doing video, we're doing corporate event photography, and we got a section set up for corporate event headshots. And I throw a photo booth in that thing and just get the bag and pay off my car or something. So yeah, I feel you. Like, you should be paying off a car with that easily. Who's up next? Creighton, were you ready? Or did you want to go to Marcus?
I'm ready, actually.
Let's go.
All right. Perfect. Hey, got some wins.
Okay. Let's hear that. I like that.
Got three events that I'm doing, in the next 2 months. And let me see here. Then the last event we're hashing out, what all that they might want added, because, other organizations that have been doing certain aspects, they're not going to be doing them in the near future. And so I have the capability of, my company supplying in those services. And then, heck, I just got somebody new next door to me. Where'd Anthony go? So might make my life a little bit easier, put some money in his pocket. Who knows?
I'm Houston. Yes. We got quite a few people in that area in the Texas, Southern Texas area.
I mean, I'm here. So
a teamwork make the dream work.
That's it. So let me see. Yep, that there is the wins. Just kicking butt.
I like to hear that. Definitely keep us posted on that. Cause like I said, there's a lot of members who aren't on video right now. That's located in that area. A lot of people who aren't on video that's located in that area. So you always got tons of talent. You got a big pool of people to pull from.
I'm going to put this out there. If y'all guys hit me up in the community and you're in the greater Houston area, it might be a good idea.
Create a post. If you are in an area and you need help, create a post in the community and all the members can check in and say, hey, I'm in the area. You get something, call me up.
Right.
Hit me up. Because sometimes it's all hands on deck. Sometimes you get something big and you need We got to do 5 cameras and a switcher. Hey, who else in this area is shooting Blackmagic? Who else in this area is shooting Sony? I need 5 guys. I got the switcher. I got 3 cameras. We need 2 more. Don't turn down that bag because you may not have the gear. Sometimes, you know, we got family everywhere. It's good to have family everywhere. So in the community, if you're the type that land those type of gigs, definitely post in the community so you can just get an idea of who's in that area. Just so you know, sometimes if you know you got 10 people that got your back, you can bid on something big, or it makes you go into the meeting, you know, offering something bigger than you would have offered had you known you had, you know, the team that you have.
Mm-hmm. You know, actually about a year ago, this was a big fail for me. Was I had lots of people who are happy to run cameras. They're not, but none of them want to be in front of a camera. None of them want to be anything but snapping pictures because, you know, it's all the Finna folk.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem, let's see, we were looking at, it was going to be the top line was going to be somewhere between $500,000 and then eventually like $2 to $3 million a year. Wow. And it fell apart because there were people who did not have skills. I can rent a camera all day long. I could put a camera on sticks in seconds. Skills. I could care less what camera you own. You know, I mean, it's nice knowing that people have it, but at the end of the day, it's the skills that I can't just up and rent. I mean, I can go to, you know, like a local rental house, rent a camera. I can get something shipped in from California. I can get something shipped in from New York. I could, and that's like, I need like I'm like everybody else. We need like a 2-day heads up just to get the shipping.
Yep.
But where do I get people who know what they're doing and how to do something? And I kid you not, I walked 8 people into Channel 2 last summer and I got them all in the door to have, you know, really decent paying, you know, part-time jobs. Paying, you know, like paying almost a full-time salary because, and here's the thing, they did not have the skills that I needed from them. So I handed them off to a TV station. Think about that for a second. And then now I'm calling up these guys. I was like, hey, y'all guys remember how I did that for you last year? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, do you think that I was probably playing chess? And they're like, knowing you, Creighton, you probably were. What am I missing? It's like, you didn't have the skills and you learned them from the TV station. And they're like, holy. And then it's like, just like this giant light bulb goes off. You know,
now you can come work for me. Now that you got it. Now that you've been out in the field ducking bullets, you can come work for me.
Oh, yeah, man. I'd kill to have a 25 Victor or a 46, you know, pick 4 letters. I'd kill to have that.
For those that don't know, that's job. That's Army MOS. I was a 25 Victor combat documentation. So you guys see that all my 25 Victors, all my guys who are in the military that you know, they say the smart ones were shooting bullets, the brave ones were shooting film. So all my guys out there who was the crazy ones. I'm sorry, I say the smart ones were shooting bullets. The crazy ones were shooting film. All my guys that been all my Denfos warriors. Hey, there you go. You got people looking for you. So other vets out here looking for you. So yeah, make sure you post that in the community because we got a lot of people, a lot of places that would love to be a part. I mean, just, you know, sometimes
that's a good idea. We just want to make money. I'll do that in a minute.
Yeah. Sometimes you're not doing that this weekend. Somebody post a job. I need help. I need 6 other guys. This is what I'm paying. Come on. I need you. Go get the bag. Go get the experience. Go meet some other gold members. And then, you know, have a great time. So we highly encourage that.
Yep. And actually, you know what, Ty? I have a quick question. Yeah. Have you or anyone else used this company called MediaZilla? Does that ring a bell?
I have not.
Okay. I'm still doing some research on them, but what my goal is to completely take out the post office and completely take out physical delivery. And I think these guys are going to be the way that I'm going to do it.
Is that a file sharing site? It sounds familiar.
It's basically what you can do. You can have it set up to where it like works with Apple TV and Roku and stuff like that.
And it was even
but what easy it does,
delivery of video on all devices. I'm going to look into that.
And I think it'll just send it straight to the people who bought the stuff from you.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm curious if anybody else has experience. And hey, if I'm going to be the guinea pig, then I'm going to be the guinea pig for everybody. And I'm going to be like how Alex was with that big, the green screen angel wings in the chair. If it's going to look stupid,
you got to go
then
back.
Everybody's going to know not to invest in it.
You got to go back to remember that. Where Alex at?
I don't know if he's here.
I ain't seen Alex since he landed the FedEx job. He was a gold member and started landing the big jobs. And he was like, I'm too busy. I'm getting that bag.
But you know what? I have so much respect for Alex because he went up there and he saved everybody a lot of money.
Facts. It was hilarious. You had to be there. I'm gonna find that video. I'm gonna.
Oh yeah, it was hilarious, man. That was before anything was being recorded.
No, that's recorded somewhere. I think so.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
oh.
That's on one of the lives. So for those who don't know, Alex bought this. There was this new contraption, which it was like a. Like it popped open. It was like a green screen that popped open, but it went on the back of your chair. So I can film like this and everything behind me was green screen, but it looked like some butterfly wings. Like it looked like a Victoria's Secret model with the wings. Cause it was so funny. It was shaped like a, so he was like, yeah, I just bought it. I never opened it. You know what? I'm gonna open it right now for y'all. And we were like, you sure you want to do that? Like, you know, what could go wrong? He popped that thing open and put it on his chair, and we died laughing because it was the funniest thing ever. It was a trip. But we'll say that for the after hours. Let me get to Marcus. I know Marcus got some W's for me. What you got, Marcus?
Oh, my dear friend. It's been a long time, but I got a list of wins.
I like that.
Not a win, a list.
A list of win. You got win combos.
I got a... seven-piece combo going on.
He rolling up the sleeve. I know you said you pitched to a lot of companies last week, so I'm assuming...
Bro, so that's my first win.
Okay, let's go.
That confidence of systems, processes, I was able to put out $140,000 worth of potential, like, this is the minimum amount of work that we need to do. The fact that that kicked in, and I was like, I've never done this before. In 1 week, and I know that there are companies that still need this stuff, and then I got the swagger of, HVAC company needing social media, needing content, needing this. Your competitors are doing this, 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 and this. And then I had three other HVAC companies call me. Oh, yeah, this is what your other competitors are doing, and this is what they want. And now I have another meeting tomorrow with the HVAC company.
You may have landed on
from something. The owner calling me, not the secretary, not the gatekeeper, but the owner.
You know what's weird? I think your logo works well with an HVAC company for some reason.
Absolutely.
It looks like a blue, like a flame. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Because I deal in real estate, home developers, and trades. Construction is where I like to be at. Why? I do that personally. And the main man driving his BMW can say the same thing, getting it in his Brinks truck over there.
Yep.
Is the main man. Look at him.
We're going to talk about him when we get to him. We're going to talk about him. We got
my main man, Luke. Mm-hmm. So, so we got that. And in that, I stumbled right into a new niche, which is SEO, because these guys don't know what they're doing. I have seven companies over the next 5 days wanting that, which is a confidence win of like, okay, something's working. But mind you, I've been reading business books, which is another win, that compound effect.
I got Dan something Harding. For you. For SEO, I got an AI tool for you. We'll talk about that a little later because I've been using it and I've been getting results. We'll talk about that a little later though. But I got something that's dope.
I had some more come to me. I have a buddy of mine who does import exports from Mexico because in Arizona, the number one company that we work with is Mexico. Most people don't know that. So he works with all kinds of people down in Mexico and where I'm at. And he's going to be building a grocery store. And he wants me to do the training videos, all the product photography, all the videos for the promotional aspects, which is awesome. So I have a meeting with that tomorrow with the tycoon that owns a bunch of real estate in my city tomorrow.
Nice.
The wins are not just money monetarily. It's the connections that we get to be, is the rooms that we get to be in. Those people of putting that impression into the fact of the matter, that is a win in itself. Now, I got to have my honorary, wonderful.
There you go. Gotta have
I got sign. More wins. I keep it on deck. So, in that, I got new metal for the Brinks truck. I got new magnets for the side of the Brinks truck.
Okay.
And I've been driving, and people have been scanning. I've been watching people scan my stuff left and right, building confidence. That snowball, as Carlos saying, like, it's something's finally starting to tick. Something's clicking.
Let me just real that going. Just real quick for the new people and the people that's watching. The work van, we call the Brinks truck, right? Because you're making money while you're in it. Anytime you're driving it, you're happy because you're making money, but you got money in it. So it's just a little inside thing, something that I started with my work van. It's the Brinks truck. Like, when I'm in it, I'm making money. So I'm happy to be in. Every time I crank it up, my account grows. So if you hear somebody say, yo, I'm in the Brinks truck, that means they're in a money machine. Whether it be their car when they going to film something until they get, you know, a personal brand vehicle. Some people got personal vehicles or branded vans. And we just, that's just the inside term we use. We call it the Brinks truck. So just so people who, they like, what do you mean the Brinks truck? That you know. But I'm sorry, go for it.
No, you're good. And I got news today. My office is finally ready.
Okay. Oh,
so yeah. I'm going to have a actual location worked out with another business because they want to do some work and whatnot. So I got a year's worth of commercial space for free.
Nice.
Because I was able to wheel and deal with this company. It's going to be contracted out and everything. So now, not only am I still going to have my office space, but now I'm going to have a space in a bigger city now where I'm able to advertise my business 24/7, 365. And on top of that, I got more. They're warm leads. I got 15 warm leads. That's because cool. I'm following the modules. I'm putting what I want to do away and what my clients keep telling me, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it.
Solving thank problems. You, beta clients. All problem solving. I love it.
Those are my wins.
Good wins. Again, hey, that's the main thing we teach here. Find out what the problems are, solve them using your camera. Find out what the problem, make sure your problem that you're solving is a $20,000 problem and not a $2 problem. It's not a nice to have. It's not a, yeah, I guess if you're going to do it for free, we'll take it. Nah, what's killing you? What's hurting you? I need to solve that problem because you're going to pay top dollar for that. And let me be the best at solving that.
My clients keep telling me, like, where are you at? Where's your brand at? And I'm like, okay, thank you for feedback. Let me start building more systems and processes in this regard and keeping my overhead as low as possible while profit rises.
Facts.
And then I can solve their problems because they know I can solve their problems based upon systems and processes that I've learned through here. One of those, Panadox, Pulsify, Haybase, whatever you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
Those aspects of creating the video testimonials that brings in all of the correct highlight reel, demo reel that says about us, sending that off, putting it on a landing page, presenting ourselves and separating. Key thing is I've separated myself from everyone else. And now I'm looking like the authority in my area where people are like, you're too expensive. I know, I'm reassuringly expensive.
Facts.
This is why I have the client list that I have.
Facts. I like that. Luke, we got three more people that got their hand up, two in a possible. After Luke, we're going to go to the behind the scenes You know what I'm saying? So just so bear with me, guys. Give me a second. Malik, you up next, bro. Am I saying that right?
Can y'all even hear me? Oh, wait. No, not me. Good, good. Because I was like, I've got bad connection. I was like, bro, let me get to my house real quick.
Oh, yeah, you got time. You got time.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Okay. So I've been following you for a little while. Big fan of the content. I've been throat punched a couple of times by your videos and then jumped in on the gold members. So it's kind of like for now, it's kind of for me, I'm pretty good at solving my own problems with things, but I know it's kind of like I'm in a dilemma.
Okay.
So it's like, it's not that people aren't paying me for my services. It's more the fact that it's like, so context, I basically create short form content for people. One of them is a boxing gym and I helped them. I started kind of working with them at first is like when I first got started as kind of like, hey, I'll help you guys make some content for social media. A guy I know, he's super big now. He started doing content for like Alex Hormozi. He does content for like Alex Hormozi and all those guys. So I was like, okay, his business model is working. Let me try to do that. And basically it's kind of like a month to month retainer with that gym. But the issues I started running into was like, for one, I would help them get videos that would go viral. Like they'd get millions of views. But then he was like, the videos are getting views, but I'm not making any money. So I was like, okay, then if you want videos that get clients, then you need to start running ads. So I was like, okay, let me start helping you make ads. But then it's like, it's kind of like the more I started helping him, the more I started to realize, okay, his website isn't together. He doesn't have the Facebook pixel. He doesn't have all these other things in place. So it's like, I'm making good videos, but it's like, he has no way of tracking it. So it's kind of like, there's no way of like knowing if it's actually working. So then over time I started getting more people hitting me up where it's like, hey, I saw that what you did for him helped me with my content. And some of these guys were like, either they were just like a millionaire where like they just had a lot of money and they're like, hey, I just want to make videos. And then another guy, he sold cars and he basically just wanted clout. But long story short, both of those clients were paying me about $2,000 a month. And then one of them moved to Texas. So then the other one got into a bunch of legal trouble. So it's like, he just kind of stopped talking to me. So, but basically kind of where I'm at now, it's like, I'm still working with the boxing gym, but it's kind of like, I kind of worked out a deal with him just before I learned about the structure-based pricing, where it's like, okay, I'll basically make like 12 short form content videos for you a month for $1,200. And then I'll also help you, cause he's a boxer, pro boxer. I'll help you film some stuff for your personal brand with boxing, but in exchange for introduce me to your sponsors. It's kind of part of the deal. So where I've kind of gotten stuck now, it's kind of like, I know that you hammered down like niche and I've kind of tried to target more of the personal training gym because I've had the most experience personally in my life in that industry. Like I used to work at Planet Fitness for like 4 years. So, but basically now it's kind of like, I'm stuck at like that with just him. And it's like, okay, now the main bottleneck I always ran into was before, like I would try to do like 30 videos a month, 30, 40 videos a month for them, but I was doing everything myself. So it's kind of like when you have two or three people, cause I film everything, I edit it, and I also do the posting for them too. So it's kind of like all hands off. So they don't have to think about it.
So you're pretty much doing social media managing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you one of the most important things that you're describing, that the focus need to shift a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. The focus need to shift from the creation of the content to the conversion of the content. What are you responsible for? Am I responsible for getting you views or am I responsible for bringing people in the door? Now, if they want you to be responsible for bringing people in the door, it's difficult to do without running ads because you can't target people. You can only put it out to the people that follow. There you go. Luke, I know Luke over there itching to jump in on this one. That's what he do for a living. It's difficult to do. I don't mind being, I always tell people in here, whenever you hire a marketing company, good marketing companies are responsible for the conversion. The marketing companies I like to stay away from are just responsible for the traffic. And it costs a pretty penny for them to be responsible for the conversion, because they need to handle your email list. They need to handle your website. They need to install the pixels. They need to have the proof themselves that's what's to working so that they can make adjustments. It's hard to make adjustments when I don't have access to the back end. I don't know how long. I mean, I can look at, if I'm running the account, I can probably look at how long they're watching the video. But if I install a call to action, I need to be able to track that all the way to the sale. So I think the important thing when working with that type of client is understanding what success looks like and then reverse engineering. So let's say, for instance, success to a gym owner looks like memberships, new members signing up. It don't matter if you're getting 1 million views and half of them in Australia. We need to use ads to target 1 million views in this zip code. We need to have call to actions to bring them in. So I think that is where I would pivot a little bit. We gotta, creating the content is not enough for call to action, like for results. A lot of people can see it. Doesn't mean it's useful to people who are outside of the radius of the gym. I gotta understand what the call, what does success look like? Whether it's them buying some bars from the website or bringing people in or new members or merch. Then we need to market to people who would even qualify for that. Because 1 million views, I'm not going to say it don't mean nothing for a gym. I want to say 10,000 views from that zip code means more than 1 million views from anybody.
Yeah. And then, because I did kind of come to that conclusion, which when that's where I tried to pivot, but it's like, it's kind of like, the owner kind of also is like, well, I also want the videos to get views too, where it's kind of like he wants, where it's kind of, I'm kind of like, well, okay.
You're not charging enough to pivot.
Yeah. Right. And
you're nowhere near charging enough to pivot. You're charging like 20% of enough to pivot, bro. That's part of the problem is like you can't take responsibility for the conversion at that price point, period. And a lot of clients will waive your responsibility for conversion if you're able to do that to lower the price point because they don't want to pay for everything. They're like, let's just try something. But being responsible for the conversion like that, if that's their goal and they have the money to do it, I mean, you got to charge them like five times as much. You know what I mean? That's the first step. And also the stuff you're talking about tracking wise, like pixels, website adjustments, even landing pages and stuff like that, that's really, really easy shit to do once you've got the right systems in place to do it. I mean, that's, you know, you're talking 3-4 hours of work to set everything up. Max, and that's if you have to have multiple people working on it, communication across time zones, emails, you know, all the BS that takes up time. If you had people in one office, you could get it done in like an hour, but that's not how we work. So, but yeah, dude, that's just a couple of things on that. You definitely can do it, but you can't make that type. That's not what you were promising him, and that's not the type of promise you can make for that price point. And clients have to understand that to a degree. You know what I mean? They're not going to get the sun and the moon guaranteed for a couple $1,000s a month. That's not going to happen.
And it's just not possible. It's just not. But the thing is this, I'm going to tell you, you got to be clear on your expectations to that client at that price point. For what you're paying me, we're just creating content to get you views. I can't, it takes a lot more money to reverse engineer the success of a call to action and the conversion. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just nothing you can do about it. Like you just can't, even if you took half that dollar, you took a half of what he paid you and turned it into an ad budget, it still wouldn't equal $100 a day. You need $100 a day to test landing pages, to A/B test stuff. Like it's just not enough for what they're asking for. You know what I'm saying? So I would try to, the first thing I would do is I would try to lower, the expectations, you know, and let them know for what you're paying, this is what we do. We can do what you're asking. It's just at a different price point.
Yeah, okay.
This is what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to promise the moon and stars at a price that's not conducive to your success and their success. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you to say, yeah, we can do it. And you're going to take a loss. You're going to take a loss and you're still not going to be able to achieve it. So you look bad and then you lose that job and they're no longer your client because you said, yeah, we can do it. where it really takes $5,000 a month minimum to do what he's trying to do. That's what a $2,000 ad has. I know companies that charge they charge $5,000. $2,000 of that $5,000 is just to manage the ads. That don't include coming out filming anything. That's us taking your pictures and your video and running ads. So when you talk about, I'm filming it, I'm coming up with the idea, I'm filming it, I'm coming up with the idea, I'm coming out to your location, we're filming it, I got to bring it back, I got to edit it, then we create ads, then we have an ad budget, then we create landing pages, then we, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot for that amount of money. You're setting yourself up for disaster because he's not going to get the results he want with that price point. And he's going to blame you.
Yeah, and that's kind of where it's like, okay, I'm aware that, like, for one, it's like maybe, because basically to him, he's like, it's his budget is that. So I'm like, okay, I need to find people that can, like, basically pay more or do, but it's like, okay.
No, stop right there.
Yeah, yeah.
What you're not doing is not showing value.
Facts.
Value. Yeah. That may be his, but Ty has said this 1,001 times. He's gotten clients off of Thumbtack that wanted $500 and turned them into $10,000 clients.
I just sent out a $10,000 proposal for a Thumbtack client that sent me a $700 requested budget. And when I told them it's going to be 10 grand, they're like, oh yeah, absolutely. Just send it over. We'll get it approved. I just got to run it up the chain. I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's his budget to blow on videos that have no return, that just got views. That's his budget to blow to see what happened.
And that's where experience comes in of understanding this. And I've been where you're at. I was there recently. What you're doing is creating yourself a W-2 job of you're working $17 an hour and doing all of this stuff. And then this is why companies create social media experts and pay them less than $30,000 instead of you're supposed to have a $30,000 client for one client, and that's 6 months worth of work. And they need to realize they see all these other companies doing this stuff. Okay, that works for them, but are they really getting traffic? How long have they been in that community? Those are things they're not factoring in. But when you go in and you can take that company and really do it and you have proof of concept and you bring value of, like, I understand what you're saying. This is all good and dandy. But here, exactly what Ty said is you're taking money and you're wanting views. Now, there's only so much I can do of generating all these views, but they're still on the hook to actually close the lead.
Facts.
You can't control that. And you're putting your name, your business, your livelihood on the hang on the cliff and acting like you are on solid ground when you're on a pincushion.
And that's why you got to go in with the experience of saying, hey, I'm hearing what you're saying you need, whether it be, let's go with he want more members in the gym. Let's just say hypothetically that's it. I don't know if that's truly.
That's one of the main things that we talked recently, and that's, he was like, well, yeah, I want more signups.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like before, it was kind of like, I kind of had to ask him, do you want views or do you, like, what do you actually, he was like, well, but I was like, kind of like, why do you want the views? Because he was thinking, well, to get more people in the gym. So I was like, so you actually want signups?
Yeah. So you got to grab that by the horns and say, views don't equal signups. Views don't equal signups. Let's separate that first. Right. And then you have to, I'm going to tell you a little, we live, and I normally wouldn't say this on live, but I'm going to say it a little bit. You got to find out what the value is per sign up. That's the first place of business. What, after cost and everything, what is he making per sign up? How many signups are you looking to do? And then you have to go back behind the curtain and do the math on what it takes to get him there. And it may take, you may have to budget in $2,000 of test runs to see what my close rate is, to see what my conversion rate is on five different landing pages that I made. You need to budget time to figure that out. And you got people like Luke you can talk to and other people, you know, in this space that's doing it that can say, hey, the industry average is this. I use this tool to make it. They can kind of give you a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, insight on what they're doing and how they do it. So you can have a bare minimum, you should be at 3.2% for every, you know what I'm saying? So they can kind of walk you through, for every dollar I spend, this is what I expect. But that's on the inside. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you got to set the expectations and then lay out, hey, this is what it's going to take to get there. We need landing pages, email list. We need a set up our automated email. We got to get the copy written for that. We got to get copy written for landing pages. I got to come in and do pictures. We need to update your website. We need to run ads on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. You know, we need to have an ad budget of this amount or whatever. You need to have that in place. So when you present it, it's not just saying, hey, man, more clients going to cost you $6,000. But our goal is to create this funnel for this amount and market it to this amount of people. And we should have this is what we expect the results to be, which is under promise and over deliver. I would tell them half of, you know, what we, and so, because if we promise 100 signups and we get 300 signups, guess what? He will never go a day in his life without working with you.
And you hear from what Ty said, that's experience, that's confidence, and a little bit of swag and a little bit of an a-hole. Why? Because this is business. This is business.
You know what you can do.
This is not friendly.
Facts. You know what you can do. You know what I'm saying? You know what you bring to the table. You know what you provide. You know what, and this is what, again, no marketer is going to guarantee anything, right? They don't guarantee, and that's safe. You know, just like you can buy a bottle of bleach. It kills 99.9% of the germs. And guess what? If you get infected with something, that's the 1% of germs we don't cover. And they leave, that's just a legal jargon to leave some space. So if you wipe a surface and catch something, we ain't on the hook because we said 99.9. No, if you notice, everything that offers a guarantee is always 99. It's never, nobody's 100% guaranteed. It's 99.9. You got a 99.9% chance your flight is going to get you where you want to go. There's a 1% chance it won't, but you signed up and agreed to it. Congratulations. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you have to, but you have to, one, and that's what we're going to kind of do. Introduce you to a few people kind of behind closed doors who can say, this is what we're doing. This is what the industry's doing. This is the next step. Because I think you've discovered a audience. Now you've discovered a problem that audience or niche is having. Now we just got to figure out how can we solve that problem in a way that is reassuringly expensive, and that you can provide what you say you can provide at a price point where you're happy doing it because you're making money and the client is getting a return on investment. So that's just a part of the equation that we got to figure out. You know what I'm saying? And if we get that, now we have case studies and proof. Now we walk in the door of any body in that industry saying, this is what we did for them. We can do this for you. Now they bought in at the price it cost me to figure it out. A lot of that cost went into research and development. Like a lot of that cost went into me trying and testing ads. Now that I got the formula, I'm gonna charge you more and my profits are more because there's no research and development. There's just implementation at that point. So now I'm living real good. So that's the goal with that type of content for businesses who are looking on the marketing side. That's that. Now that makes you the subject matter expert, and anybody in that industry who wants those results, we ain't just talking about it. We can show you how we've done it. Now you can go to every gym in that area and you can get, listen, you don't need 50 clients. You need 5 to pay $10,000 a month and your whole life changes. And you giving 5 clients 8 hours a week worth of work, if that. Once you get it on autopilot and use AI and set everything up, you're really just monitoring money. Hey, your payment didn't go in. Let me pause all of this because I got it running where it's so smooth. I'm just checking in to see what's going on in the background. They think you're hard at work, killing yourself, looking at every ad every day. You got it on autopilot. So, and I think, you know, I have clients that way. We go out and film once every 3 months. They pay every month. We deliver every month like we supposed to. That junk is in. I got it scheduled. I don't even talk to them until it's time to come out and film again, unless their money don't go through. And I'm asleep somewhere like, bloop. Look, I'm going to tell you a true story. I got Philip Hue lights in my house, smart house. Every time there's a deposit, my lights turn green. So I'm asleep, waking up. Girl like, why your lights green? I'm like, don't worry about it. We going to eat. Where you want to go eat at? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's go. We about to go turn up. So, I mean, you know, I had them turn blue when the Lions scored touchdowns. It was a good year for that, but we'll talk about that later. So,
I'm actually in Lansing.
You in Lansing?
Yeah, Lansing, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. What up, though? You already know. Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll talk about how to set that up later. But that's the goal. Providing a return on investment. You can look at the numbers you did for this client and say, hey, for every dollar they spent, they made X amount. I mean, that's a powerful stat to walk into your new client's office with case studies to show them. Every dollar they spent, they made five. Now that may be this is a hypothetical number. Even if they make two. So now when I present you with a $10,000 a month bill, and I'm showing you studies that we 5X what our clients spend, it's a no-brainer. That client would kill himself to get that money. He'll do whatever he got to do to get that money because you've shown that you provide a return on investment. This amount of time, this amount of money, you know what I'm saying? So that's what corporate clients want. That's what make their budget open up. His budget he telling you about now is the max budget he's willing to blow on something that's just getting views. And that's that, you know what I mean? And that's just, let's be real. It's just, how much are you willing to spend for views? If they don't convert, you know, he's hoping they convert. He's hoping the views turn into something, but he don't know. It takes you, the subject matter expert, to say views, we're not going after views anymore. We're going after conversions because conversions make you money. So let's focus on converting your zip code, which is a small area to dominate. Let's focus on outranking and beating the other gyms in your area and convert them to be clients. Let's run different marketing schemes, but let's run coupon codes and let's run ways to track people that's walking in the door. Google, a lot of times when you start running ads on Google Maps, they'll show a phone number that's not yours. Or if you notice now, every time you search for something on Google or Maps, the number don't pop up. You got to click the button to see the phone number because Google's saying, we know 1,000 people click the button to call you. We know you're getting calls from this. We have the data to show that we had 1,000 people call you. Now, if you're saying you don't got sales, you're not saying what we did didn't work. You're saying you're unable to convert those calls in the client. The problem is on your end, buddy. It's not on ours.
So, Ty, with that being said, should he just take the 500? I mean, the 700 and work with that?
It's not enough. It's not enough.
Let me ask you this. Would you buy a Kia?
I mean, I would. I like the Stinger, but...
I mean, like,
right? Nah. But if
it depends on who it's for and how much.
You know your history about Kia. They used to be the cheap car. Now they're trying to be luxurious.
They stole a lot of engineers from.
No one's going to take a Kia over a Mercedes if they had the option. You gonna pick the Mercedes? Why? Because it says value. Right. Kia doesn't say that.
If you had to get both cars for free, if I set two in front of you, I mean, how many people we know during tax time go get a 2012 Mercedes over a 2023 Kia just so they can stunt?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of flexes.
You know what I'm saying? So what we're trying to say is what you want to do is you got to build value, right? We can't just say our price is this without telling people why. We have to have value. Mercedes has just become a brand where whatever they put out is already perceived as value. And I'm going to tell you another kicker that's crazy. Outside of America, Mercedes isn't really looked at as a luxury brand like that. Ooh. A lot of people don't know that. Like they're not America. They've done a good job at coming to what's perceived to be one of the, I'm doing my air quotes, people can't see it, one of the richest countries in the world, and then perceiving, making them think that they're of value, they're luxury. And now they're selling some of the highest priced cars to a market that can afford it. So it was just a business. They were smart in business, period. We're going to enter this market. We're going to look expensive. That's why you can look on TV and you be looking at third world countries and their houses are made of bricks and you see Mercedes. Like, huh? I can't get a Mercedes. Y'all riding on dirt in a Mercedes. How? That's how. By making us feel like it's a higher end vehicle. But that's a whole nother topic. The most important thing I think with what you're doing is understanding, how do we take them to the next level? How do we present that as value? How do we get the client to buy in? And how do we produce? Those are a list of things. And I was waiting on Luke to pop on his computer because that's where he live. He live in that space all day, every day. I seen this man, and I ain't going, you know what I'm saying? This man, when he first joined, he had a BMW, but it wasn't the one he got now. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? It was nice, but he was peeling plastic off seats live on a, you know, I ain't going to put him out there like that. But
I got a 2002 Honda Accord right now, so that's what I'm working with right now.
Just know that Luke showed up. It was an older car, but then he came on here, and next thing you know, he peeling plastic off new stuff. That's all I'm saying. That's all. I ain't gonna put him out there because we live. I don't want to talk about his business and what he doing. But you know, we got a few people. I ain't gonna point no fingers that showed up with new houses, and they promised that when I'm in town, I can stay in their house. It's by the Miami Dolphins Stadium. I'm gonna use that one day. I ain't gonna point out who it is. That's gold member exclusive content. We got some people that came up. So, you know what I'm saying? Just know they're in an area that is just a tourist area. You know what I'm saying? Same guy that had me in the hood. Like, once he popped open the shirt and they saw the chest hair, he said, don't worry about nothing. He said, don't worry about nothing. I'm going to tell this story real quick while we on the air. Everybody can see it. I'm not going to say who it is. It's not important. Took us in some spot in Miami. They was getting ready to close. They said, no, for you, we're still open. It was like 2 a.m. They sat there the whole night. We said, well, how much is the drinks? They said, for you, free. For real, true story. I'm true story, swear to God. It was a gold member. I was like, man, you sure we good? My man popped open the shirt. My man had the chest hair. He said, don't worry about nothing. Them folks, nobody left. People were scared to leave. We in there playing dominoes till like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. True story. I was like, do I need my pistol in here? He said, don't worry about it. You good. You with me.
Not pointing any fingers at all.
Right. He said, you with me. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this the same guy.
BXC, though.
When we was in Vegas, right. People spotted him. We was in a restaurant. He didn't even pick the restaurant. I think Tony picked the restaurant. My man across the room yelled out his name. We like, what the? Who is this guy? Came over, hugged him, kissed him on both cheeks and bowed down, kissed his ring. I said, okay. He's doing said, something.
Who's Ty?
Right.
Who?
This man, he kissed his man ring in front of everybody. Thank you. You ever see Coming to America where he got the money? He was like, you're the king. It was like that. It was, oh, I'm so happy to my man. Like, yo, chill, like, chill out. I'm so happy to meet you, my king. It was like that. True story. People was there. Other gold members was there.
Oh, my goodness.
Facts. That's what it was. So we're not going to say who it is. We ain't going to put him out there. But just know that we got some gold member royalty in this thing. That's just, if you in that part of the country, you know what I'm saying? He'd make a call, and you know what I'm saying? He was the guy. I think he got Young Buck Chain back when somebody snatched it in Florida. He made a phone call, and they delivered it to him. I ain't going to say who he is, but we'll talk about it when we go there. But I think you know, that's the way we got to show value with that. And stick around because, you know, we're going to talk more about that line of work and just how we have to change things. Again, we're not here to create content. We're here to use content as a tool to help the client do something, to solve that problem. And we got to make sure that that is the forefront of the business and not the content. Because like, we can hire people to film. We all know somebody that can shoot their butt off, but they just trash in business. So
I got a lot of friends that are creatives with the camera.
There you go. And I would be handing that stuff off to them for a lower price. And
those are called finnas, not creatives.
They're finna friends. Because they finna start a business. They finna do it. So and that way you could... The goal again is the conversion. We want to focus on the conversion because that's the problem they have. And the problem is not they need content. The problem is not that they're getting views. The problem is they need to convert that view into a client or into a client for them, into a customer. And once you start bringing that dollar in, budget is not an option anymore. We eliminate what their budget is because we don't care. I'm bringing you, if I could look you in your face and say, I'm bringing you $50,000 worth of clients a month. You're not gonna pay $20,000 to do that. If somebody came to you with a briefcase with $50,000 in it and said, "Give me $20,000 for this," you will sell everything to get it.
You'll find a way to get it.
You'll be in the store like, "Hey, everything in the," you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll find a way to get it. That's all I'm saying. So we have to make sure that our business model feels like that for our client. That's it. And we can do it with a camera. It's easy to do.
And I'm always one of those people, like, if I see that things aren't going right, I'm more than willing to, like, tear everything down, rebuild it.
But you got to make sure that you have to have enough budget to do that 3 or 4 times. You got to make sure you've put enough budget in. They don't know that. But you got to put enough budget in to do it 3 or 4 times. I'll give you a quick example of this before we get to Luke. But... When I used to do voiceovers, right, I had people doing voiceovers in different languages, I charged like $800 for a voiceover. That's because I can go on Fiverr and hire a guy for $50 10 times. And if he mess up, I got another guy. If he mess up, I got another guy. Sometimes I'll put two projects out.
That sounds like Morgan Freeman.
That too. Sometimes I'll put in projects with two different people, and whoever gave me the best one back is the one I use. But I budgeted $800 for something that cost me $50, $100. So that's just that's business 101. If you go to school for business, you know that research and development, companies spend billions in research and development. They put it in a budget to fail multiple times. In my budget for video shoots, there's a portion of my budget dedicated to paying somebody else to be on standby in case somebody gets sick, especially if it's a shoot that's way out. I got somebody else I'm paying. Hey man, I'm gonna give you, let's say, to make numbers easy, let's say I'm paying somebody $250. I'm gonna give you $50 to just be on standby, to not put nothing else on your calendar. And if we need you, you come and get the rest. But I just need to know that on the 15th, you are available if something happens. I may get there and it may be way crazier than I think. We need another person. Hey, dude, come on. And boom, it's already budgeted in there. I'm not losing money. It's not coming out of what I perceive as profit. And if I don't need it, it's more profit for me. So that's just a part of business and a part of understanding what you should charge and where your profit margin should be and why that's so important.
I do that too, Ty, by the way.
Facts.
Like there's a thing with the event thing now where it's like if they have held the date for me, then there's built into my contract that I have like a retainer clause saying like if they cancel within a certain amount of like 14 or 30 days or something like that, depending on what we have going on, that they have to pay this like kill fee. And then I siphon that out to my guys who have held that out for me too. And in general, like, you know, I'm just going to pay something like that too for their holding.
I do that as well.
I buffered it to the client now eventually too. So that way I've been able to fit that into my contracts down the line.
Because if you got a team of contractors and they do other work other places, they're just like you're holding you're putting a mark on your calendar and you're not taking no business, they're doing the same. So I'm not going to punish them if my client, they know that if we get the non-refundable retainer and my client cancels, I'm still going to cut you something. Sometimes it's full pay. Sometimes it's not, depending on how big the job is. But, you know.
So much worth keeping your contractor relations for that, too. Like, by the way, yes. They'll respect you. They'll call you first, and they'll, like, they'll just start contacting, like, respecting your jobs, right? Like, it's just, like, one-on-one. Just wanted to say.
And you'll get, by having a retainer that's non-refundable, clients who would normally cancel for BS reasons don't. Oh, well, you know, it's Friday. I don't really feel like being in front of the camera. Maybe we can do it another. They don't. Get up and let's film. or I'm gonna send my boy with the chest hair over there. He gonna have you kiss the ring. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. But I hope that answers your question, Lee. I hope that.
Yeah, that helps a lot. Cause like my main thing now, it's kind of, cause right now it's because like I said, the other two clients, I don't have them. So it's like, mm-hmm. he's kind of the main guy I have right now keeping the bills paid. So it's like, okay, I don't, cause I was talking to another friend of mine. He was like, well, if it's like that, just drop them and go find somebody to pay more. I'm like, that'd be stupid because then I'm out here with nothing. So it's like, thanks. Okay, how do I, like, it's kind of like, I'm always like, what would be the next step to take with them is kind of where I'm stuck at too, where it's like, okay, because like, I'm aware, like I went through the first module of the course too. And I was like, okay, there's a lot of stuff I got to fix. So it's like, okay, while we're fixing all that, we still got to keep money rolling in. I also got to get the contract back too, because it's like, I've been playing football without a helmet, basically.
Oh, you've been doing more than that. We can't even, that's a nice term for it. It's another term we use, but we ain't going to say it. We ain't going to say it on the live. It's other precautions you got to take doing other stuff. So yeah, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so, but yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now, too. It's kind of like, what is the next move to make to, like, basically, like, still keep working with them, because, like, keep the money flowing in, but make those changes, like, soon.
Yeah, you gotta approach them with value. Focus on how can I add value to this client, right? He told you what his problem is. He want more signups. Okay, let's identify what a signup is to him. Like, what do he make off of it? I'm gonna tell you why. And this is another little, if more signups, if a signup equal, let's say $10 a person, and you wanna add $100 worth of signups a week, we just keeping numbers low, right? You're losing $100 by not working with me. You're losing money by not working with me. So when we talk about budget, yeah, you don't got $100. You don't got an extra $1,000 to give me, you say. Okay, where you're losing $1,000 not working with me. It's costing you $2. You got to reverse engineer it and punch them in the throat and say, yo, this is what you're losing. Because when I pull up traffic to see how many people in your area are looking for a gym, it's 3,000 people a month. And you can get those numbers. I'll show you how to get them numbers. 3,000 people a month are looking for a new gym in your zip code. Can you handle that? If you can, we need to get in front of them. Sometimes people don't know what's possible, so they don't have a budget for it. You didn't know about the power of a V8 until you drove one, until you seen one burn rubber down the street. Like, man, I want that. You didn't care about 700 horsepower until you seen a Hellcat. Like, damn, that I want that. Sometimes you don't know what's possible. You know, and you have to have the proof. Because proof is value. You got to go in and say, hey, man, in this zip code, just on Google alone, 4,700 people search for a gym. They search for a spin class or whatever they offer in this area. Why are we not in front of them people? And don't say nothing. Just look at them. He going to be, what we got to do to get in front of them? You know what I'm saying? Then the power is back with you. So that's why that's important when it comes to working with clients and just knowing what's out there. Now, you may look it up and the numbers may not be that great. Then you got to look up, you know, hey, we need to be on Facebook. We need to be on Instagram. All these tools are available to marketers to use these tools to justify, you know, should we go after this market or not? But, you know, I think that by knowing what his problem is, we just got to reverse engineer the equation, not the equation, but the solution to his problem. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to do it one time and it's going to work with everybody. Because they're all the same in that industry, with that niche. They're all the same. Every gym owner you run into is facing the same problem. How can I get more people in here? So once you do it and then you have multiple case studies and you improve it and you get more efficient at it and you do it at a lower cost, as you continue to move forward, you get much better at it. The person that's coming up right after you, this is his lane. He was closing I want to say 5-figure deals with cell phones footage. So all y'all who running out spending 20 grand on the red thinking it's going to help you close more clients, you're in the wrong place mentally, not here. You're in the right place here. You're in the wrong place mentally thinking image quality will help you be more successful. That only works for movies. And I want to, let me make sure this is going to be a throat punch. There's a big difference between a filmmaker and a content creator. A filmmaker for the purpose of shooting movies is a different industry. Go to Hollywood, pour somebody coffee, carry somebody bags until you move up to be somebody on set to make movies. Meanwhile, if you have the ability to create content, every company around you need content. So, you know, but let me get to Luke and then we're going to close out on the live and we're still going to stay here on the member side and talk about it. Luke, you up, bro?
All right, cool. I'm closing out apps, trying to make my connection better.
Hold on. Somebody just said Skyline over a Hellcat. Ain't no way. No.
Yeah.
Hellcat all day. Let's go. I'm sorry. I had to get to that because that was.
Yeah, not no Sky.
He tried to punch me in the throat.
M5 comp, I'll take on a Hellcat, but not a. It's okay, Ty. We can race him.
170. We get that 170 on you. But go ahead. I'm sorry. You know,
5 comp pops at like 195, and it's 0 to 60.
I'm talking about the Demon. I'm talking about the Demon 170. 0 to 60 and 1.3.
That Demon. Yep. Don't get it.
A Demon's a hard car.
We're gonna talk. We'll talk about that. We ain't gonna. You know,
talk about it the after hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Where we got the. We don't want to talk about that in front of the Fender friends. They gonna try to rent it from Avis, and no, they can't get it. But the people that's
they're
doing
gonna try
it,
to rent it from Turo.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about that with those who getting it. Go ahead. I'm sorry, bro.
You good. So I'll tease a little bit of wins on here, but I can't say a huge amount about all of it because a lot of it's in progress right now. But I sent out a $100,000 proposal like yesterday for a live stream. So I don't know why it's doing gesture shit, but
whatever you put your hands up, it's the new stuff.
Yeah, it likes the thumbs up when I talk.
It loves it.
But yeah, so we got the $100,000 proposal out for that live stream from last week. They fucking delayed like crazy. We sent them questions, and we were the only ones that sent questions, except one other person that was confused about the location. And I could tell from the question, like, the question was illiterate the way they wrote it. So I was just like, "I like, bro, you couldn't even use ChatGPT to make that sound better before you sent that email for real. Like, come on, man, get it together." But anyway, they sent out the amendment with all of our questions and that one other dude's. That gave us an extra week on the proposal, which is good because I needed to find vendors. So now we're set on vendors. We've got a $100,000 proposal out. They should be back by, I don't know, probably NAB. Maybe if we go live on YouTube on NAB, I'll share something about it. We'll see.
We're gonna be too turned up.
Yeah. We'll probably not even be able to go live, but anyway,
we'll be live off the strip.
Almost 100% share. So yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so what else did I send out today? Thumbtack. Thumbtack go crazy lately for some reason. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I haven't been getting anything for Thumbtack for months. Like, I ignore it most of the time. And then I keep waking up to like 4 notifications from Thumbtack every morning now. So I don't know what that is. But anyway, we got some proposals out for Thumbtack. One for like a commercial shoot and one for a live stream. Yeah, a live stream. That live stream one was weird. We'll see. That's like a smaller one. That's probably like 35, 40, but we'll find out. He's weird. I need to get on there. They got people all over, so I need to wait for the emails to come back and figure that one out. Let's see what else. Fulfillment. Just honestly, I'm just fulfilling shit for my clients at this point, dude. I'm so swamped between meetings, fulfillment for clients, the stuff I've told a few of y'all about in the next couple weeks, and like, I'm burning, dude. I'm burning. The circles under my eyes are getting bigger. I'm trying. They're getting bigger.
Normally, burning is not a good thing, but here I'm just gonna say thumbs up to that. I'm gonna say thumbs up to that for sure. Because burning is a good thing.
Medic.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's almost it. Oh, and you said making money with cell phones. Dude, I went from making money with cell phones, now I'm making other people make me money with their cell phone. I didn't even have to shoot with a cell phone at once.
What's your biggest client on a cell phone, what do you say, dollar-wise?
It's still like 55-60. Still like 55-60.
55-60,000.
I don't trust cell phones.
There you go.
But we're looking for a UGC, so if you're looking for like 500 UGC ads, hit us up and we'll make that a bigger number.
There you go. There you go. Let me let me get ready to wrap up. Hope, I need you to do that thing that you do.
Yeah, I hope you got that. Okay.
You got to do that thing that you do.
On camera?
There you go.
All right, there we go.
You need some playout music. You got to cue me out.
I don't got no music. I don't got no music. But there you go.
That's, with the helmet and everything.
Hey, big shout out. Let me tell everybody that's, there you go. While Hope's doing that, let me tell everybody that's watching. If you're not a gold member, you should be a gold member. You're missing out. If you're going to be at NAB, we're going to be at NAB deep. So if you're going to be at NAB, you know, chop it up with us, run into some gold members. And say what up. We're gonna be mobbing deep through NAB. So if you see a crowd of people coming through, don't be alarmed. Don't clutch your purse or grab your wallet. We're gold members. This is what we do. That's right. We gonna we hope. Where's your friend at? You get your friend with you.
Oh God.
We gonna be you like that.
So anyway, Hope says she said. Hey, she said like.
I booked my hotel. I'm staying at Circa, so I'll be there.
Hope says she was gonna bring her friend. Anyway,
hey, bring, I guess.
There so you go.
Try to meet her friend.
If you want to meet, if you want to meet a friend, come to Vegas. Bring, bring your dollars. It's gonna be a line. Anyway,
you gotta have to throw a few dollars to meet the friend.
Right. You know, anything is possible. So I want to say to everybody that's watching, we're gonna get ready to go. Usually we have these in private, so we really, really cut up. We really, really cut loose, and we're trying to be a little conservative here because we're on every streaming platform. But we about to really get down into the weeds of things. We could talk a little more. Some people got NDAs with clients. Some people got want to talk numbers, but they don't want their business out there in front of everybody. They don't want all the numbers out there. So for those of you that was willing to share that, I appreciate you. Much love. And everybody else, if you're not a gold member, you're missing out. If you're really serious about growing this thing, you need to be a part of the community. We get better as we get bigger. Iron sharpen iron, and that's what we're here for, to help each other. To hold each other accountable. You can go other places and just take courses where they give you a course and tell you peace, or you can come here and join a community of people that are really out here after it, who can give advice and talk to you and help you get to where you want to go with this thing, because there's a lot of money to be made with this camera in 2024. If you didn't know, now you know. Everybody say hi to Hope Fran down there. She's single and available.
You're missing out.
You're missing out. Can you get a close up to her one more time? It was some people
you
that
gotta probably... get the bag, gotta get the girl.
There you go. There you go. This is why I love these people. Everybody that's watching, I'll see y'all later. All my gold members, sit tight because we about to get it in. Everybody that's watching, see y'all later.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.